You're listening to The Unique Perspective, a podcast which believes that everyone is unique and has a story to share. I'm Makim, and on this podcast, I discuss from daily life experiences and the lessons to books, movies, lifestyle habits, and much more with my extraordinary friends and people that I know. I assure you that from every podcast episode you listen to, you learn something new and interesting. So join me every Saturday on this podcast, and yeah, keep on listening. In this episode of The Unique Perspective, I talk to a person that I've known since a very long time who is currently a university student. So we talk about life in this quarantine period, productivity, and motivation. We share some of our captivating experiences during this period and the effect of these on our lives. So stay tuned.
Lockdown was all of a sudden, so it's both a blessing as well as, I can say, a containment period or a crisis period, rather, CDC, like, globally about the virus and all that stuff. But yeah, it has given me a lot of time, and it was sudden in the sense that my academic sessions were happening, and we were about to resume classes for, the rest of the lecture sessions, but then the lockdown extended, and guidelines came out of the weird show. So yeah, I think time, I have a lot of time, I have done a lot of things,
So I think we can all agree that we have been really busy compared to how much we have been earlier, before this pandemic, should I say.
Yes, I think that can be said, because I guess in terms of schools and colleges, both have taken this online thing very seriously, and to say that now we're having more regular classes and more interactive sessions, not physically, but yeah, through online with our teachers. And staying at home also saves a lot of time for traveling. So, the time that you use, if I give my example, I spend 4 hours a day for traveling, 3 to 4 hours a day, both sides. So, these 3 to 4 hours can be utilized to do some other things that I can share, so I can do something productive or creative. So, yeah, we all have been more busier than we were.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
And your exams have been delayed, I guess. Will be delayed. In fact, all the national exams will be delayed, I think.
Yes. And not delayed, but I would say infinitely delayed, because there's a lot of uncertainty that whether the lockdown will be extended by 30th or beyond 30th. And it's just not national, but I think internationally also the exam has been withheld. And some universities, I would say that they have extended their exam period to 2021.
Yeah, so how are your online college classes going?
They are fine. They are just not as lengthy as they used to be when we used to go to university, because then there you have a particular timetable for it. But now, because of a lot of constraints of the video conferencing or video meeting app that we use, we have some limited time periods. So we have small sessions, but yeah, they are regular, they are good, and partially disturbing, because you cannot hear your teachers or the questions asked by the students clearly because of the connectivity issue that's there.
Plus, the syllabus is also, going fast, in actual time, it would have taken longer for the teacher to complete that portion of the syllabus, but, now we can just finish it quickly, really within one or two classes.
Yes, it's because, I think, when we used to go to college or school, it's like teacher used to come, spending some time holding us, testifying on our mistakes of yesterday's, and, giving ahead the aim and everything. But now, as mentioned earlier, that there's also digital time constraint in the sense that you have limits towards how much time you can, actually stay sitting and then you can teach a class or you can give a lecture or record a lecture. And when you are in school or college, you have this freedom of walking and then teaching. And so that all fits into a lot of these small, small things which we would not have realized earlier, but now we are realizing and noticing. So, yeah, I think the whole focus now is with the video thing completely on teaching, not anything else.
Yeah, and I guess, like, we are more interested in these online classes. Because, like, it's...
Yeah, for one, they are convenient.
It's a new experience. So, apart from studies and work, what all new activities have you been doing, like hobbies and stuff like that?
Hobby, per se, I like reading a lot. So, I've read a lot of books, articles, journals, and I'm still reading a few. And developed my writing skills, I would say. I've, like, done one or two paintings, not that great, but just to, you know, just experiment with how well I can paint or if I can retain any of my paintings that I used to have in school. I have done, like, a little bit of gardening with my mother. And, yeah, just planning ahead what else can be done in this whole lot of the time and how I can enhance my skills.
Yeah, I think like it seems as if all of our potentials have been unlocked, and you know, we are discovering new things about ourselves like every day.
It is, and sometimes we just I earlier used to feel that I'm not that much person would favor technology much, in the sense that a lot of new apps or a lot of new software that I've been working on and I've learned. And I've watched my brother using them and then improving his skills. So yeah, I got to know about a lot of things. That's fair.
So would you like to share some of your experiences that you have had in the past 2 to 3 months?
That I would say, okay, I started when this lockdown thing happened. So like for a week or so, I was waiting for it to get lifted and so that life could go back to normal. But then when I realized that it won't happen and it's not going to happen soon, very soon, and there were a lot of uncertainty to it, so then I started creating a timetable for myself in the way that how I would incorporate my college or university studies, how I would incorporate my hobbies and interests in a period where I would just enhance them, a time in a day. Then how much time I would like to devote for my vocational activities and recreational activities, in the sense that how much time I would devote to exercising or how much time I would just then, you know, you need a time, you need entertainment time, so how much time I'm going to do. So that whole timetable I tried to make, although not every day I completely follow that.
Yeah, because like making a timetable is like something and following it like the other.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, what do you think that your productivity has increased or decreased during this lockdown? Because, you know, nowadays, like, it's very easy to get distracted. So.
It is, because you're at the comfort of your home. So, you just feel like, okay, 5 minutes more, 5 minutes. But, so, 5 minutes turn up to be, like, an hour or so. On the other hand, productivity, it has definitely increased. Or if others would be as present, they would say it has not been increased. But yeah, I would say for me, the productivity has increased because I'm able to gain a lot of, new skills and learning that I've explored so many different avenues during this lockdown period that I would not have, or even if I would have in a normal, regular day, but it would have taken a lot of time. Because, as I mentioned, I travel a lot and I hardly stay at home. I'm just traveling, and that has been constrained. So I've got a lot of time to think about myself, about what I would do, how I'll manage things, or how the exam's gonna happen, whether they're gonna happen or not. Yeah, all these things.
So, what do you think? Like, has kept you motivated?
That everything's gonna be normal one day, and we're all gonna be out of this. Why this thing? Because if you see the news channels and if you see the news updates, the bulletins, it's very depressing and horrible outside. It's very horrifying. Globally, hearing those stories of how many people being affected and how many have, so all those are very depressing. So the only thing that has kept me motivated is that you know, that's the only time period that you're ever going to get in your lifetime, that you have a lot of time for yourself, for your family. So that's what has been motivating me.
Yeah, like it's really strange that one day, like, we were baking something and then, like, the other, we are just sitting, like, very far away and recording this podcast.
Yes, and also, you know, remembering and recalling our days when we shot a few things and we decorated cupcakes.
Yeah.
That was one and fun. And then also our planning ahead that would go before, you know, anybody's birthday comes, yours or sister's.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, like, this pandemic has, you know, like, a lot of negative aspects, but it, like, has certain positive as well. Like, we, you know, we have to have, like, an optimistic approach, like, towards it, because...
We have to. It's sort of mandatory, because, see, it's actually very depressing outside. And if you just, you know, have this feeling of negativity within your home, then it's very hard to negate those negative thoughts that would enter your mind. And as the law of attraction, like when you spiritually talk to somebody, it would say that you attract what you think. By just thinking positive and being optimistic, and, you know, in this exercise helps a lot, that if you do that, you have something to, you know, take your mind off of your tensions, of your thing that you're going to do for the day. And also by the end of the exercise, you're able to plan more productively as you were before you went to the exercise. Also, it's just the way how an individual sees it, whether it's a negative or a positive situation, because perspectives are very subjective to individuals. And
yeah, and you need to have, like, the unique perspective for yourself, obviously. Okay, so, like, on a more positive side, like, we got time to spend with our families, and we got time to discover ourselves, and nature is also healing, like, dolphins have returned to Italy's canals, like, although it's, like, very old, but still, just to prove the fact that,
yes,
and the pollution levels, like, also have gone down.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, I would say, nature's miracles that those dangers could not have been visible from a particular state. Now they have been seen and people are happy about it. They have a good view to look at apart from the polluted skies. And now you can visibly see the stars. You can clearly see birds chirping. Like, nearby I have this a great university that they have a very green campus. So I could hear every morning the, you know, the peacock, and a lot of different birds have been, today I saw a very different fly. It was completely black, it was very huge and it was very sad. I do not know what it was, but it was a very different thing. It's like,
I discovered it like many years ago, like in my childhood I discovered that, but you probably are spending more time at home, that's why, you know, you discovered it so late.
Yeah, and it's also, maybe the whole thing that has happened is sort of being, you know, nature's bonding to just withheld the humans for a while and just stop being selfish for a while, because the nature is actually, you know, reclaiming its resources back. Because now nobody's using any of it.
Yeah, and, like, we have to stay, you know, like, to conquer the COVID-19, like, the whole community has to take certain steps, and I think, like, the government has done, like, even the lockdown is, like, partially lifted, like, nobody's, you know, violating it, like, as much they had been doing, like, earlier when it was started. So I think, like, everybody has got, you know, the perspective, should I say, like, what would happen, like, if they would violate the lockdown.
Yeah, it does. See, when lockdown happened, it was all of a sudden, and it was new for everybody. It's never been under a lockdown. We've all heard news, like news bulletins of other states being under curfew due to some certain reasons or actions, but we have never, you know, specifically being in Delhi and being under light, I have never experienced this lockdown before, and many of us haven't. And we all, like, nowadays, lives are very busy and people are just running. If you just visit Rajiv Chowk metro station now, which is very quiet and peaceful, it used to be like hustling and bustling, and you wouldn't find even space to, you know, just enter or exit a metro. It just required a push. So maybe people initially were very, confused about what is happening and how they would deal with it, because it seems infinite, even since the very beginning. But now they realize the seriousness of the problem, the crisis, that's not just India, but globally. So now they have adjusted to it and they're contributing to it as a community.
And like India has, very well executed the control over its population, so the virus is not, spread more. Compared to other countries, their graph, their slope of their, transmission, is really high, but the India is very low. Now it's high, but
yes. Also, the government has taken very fruitful steps and adequate measures, but also India had an advantage over the other countries as it entered late.
So we
had that advantage, and we had few experiences, very small maybe, very limited, but we had few experiences as what would happen if we would not contain it. Now, considering that India is a very highly developing economy and it's progressing very fast, so it has other challenges as well. And upon this COVID thing and how the government has tackled it, it's very commendable, it's appreciable.
And from the economic point of view, we used to say that agriculture is the backbone of our, the whole industrial and service sector. But now, we didn't have any proof that it was. But now, all the services and the industries are shut down. So, now agriculture, but the crops are still standing, and the farmers are still cultivating their crops. So.
Yes, it's true. And see, it's even the ones who have all the resources in the world and the ones who do not have, the theory of haves and have not. It's just now everybody is at the same starting point. It's just everybody has to start all over again. They need to hone more skills. They need to, acquire to this digital world that's changing 21st century modern technology.
So thank you for joining me in the first.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, and I've been more perfect for the first episode.
I would be waiting for it.
Yeah, again. And, it's just one of our normal talks. We are not putting, any effort. We're just talking.
Yes, that's what we usually do.
Yeah.
With some
of our conversations. So thank you.
Thank you. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Stay home.
Okay, bye.
Thank you guys for listening to the first ever episode of The Unique Perspective. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure that you follow this podcast on whatever streaming service that you're using and share as much as you can with your friends, family during this lockdown.